Here you are positioned on the edge of one of the world's most legendary food markets, Borough Market. The first mention of a borough market in London comes from the year 1276, but is believed to have existed on this spot since at least the 11th century. Today, the market sells thousands of specialty foods to the general public, and goods you can taste here will come from all corners of the United Kingdom, as well as parts of Europe. If you're taking this tour during the day, definitely take time to have a browse and a bite, and even a drink here. However, film buffs know Borough Market for its multiple appearances on camera screens. Scenes from Bridget Jones's Diary, Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, and of course Harry Potter have all been filmed here. You'll notice this area has a much different atmosphere than Leadenhall Market. The history is alive here, with 500-year-old pubs, an original medieval prison, and the Victorian railway arches above you. This was the ideal setting for the Leaky Cauldron in The Prisoner of Azkaban. There are two buildings here we want you to focus on, number 7 and 8. During the filming of the movies, number 7 was a well-known florist known as Chez Michel. Today, it's now a Mexican restaurant with a prime location here in the historic and popular market. You will see that the restaurant has added quite a bit of art and signage to the wall, which didn't exist when the florist stood here. The original Victorian bricks that you see here were not updated or amended in any way, aside from the addition of some stones around the entrance, for the filming of The Prisoner of Azkaban, as Alfonso Cuarón thought the dark and dingy bricks here were the perfect atmosphere for the Leaky Cauldron. You'll notice the arched doorway here, and that doorway is exactly where Harry walked through to get into the pub. If you're taking this tour in the evening, this area may look familiar, as it is just outside of this shot that the night bus slams to a halt and drops Harry off, via Palmer's Green and Lambeth, squeezing itself between two double-decker buses in the way, setting off a car alarm in the process. As a bonus, we will include a link to a clip of this scene on your app, so you can watch it as you stand in the exact spot it was filmed. It's worth noting that the bus used in the film was an actual, functioning, moving bus, and the set makers had to add 8 tons of material into the bottom of the bus to keep it from toppling over as it moved. Today, the bus is preserved at the Warner Brothers studio, so it's still possible to actually step on board. While the interior shots of the Leaky Cauldron were filmed on a soundstage, the skyline and architecture of this area make an appearance in the film too. After Harry arrives at the Leaky Cauldron and speaks to Cornelius Fudge, he stays the night at the pub. When he awakes in the morning, he looks out of his window and scans the area outside. For that scene, a camera on a crane was erected here, recording footage of Borough Market, Southwark Cathedral, the River Thames, and the myriad other buildings, warehouses, and topsy-turvy facades of this area. In that scene, the footage is unaltered, with no special effects used at all, just the beautiful surroundings of this historic part of London. Now focus entirely on number 8. What stands here in our world is the Market Porter Pub, but in the world of Harry Potter, this building serves as the Third Hand Emporium in Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. This is the location where Harry would meet his hapless future professor, Gilderoy Lockhart. From here, continue walking down Stony Street with number 7 and 8 on your left, and play the next clip as you walk. Feel free to start and stop it as you go if you feel you need more time.